Still see that you've not got rid of those cockroaches, Damien. They're still running around the shed.
No, but I have been training them to do little bites. It's like a flea circus, but with larger cockroaches.
Very excited by that.
And the best thing is, if you stand on the backs and kill one, you get 700 more.
I tell you what, living in the modern world is really exciting, isn't it?
Everyone? Yeah, we're filling the shed with a bunch of strange wildlife at the moment.
We are indeed.
There's a couple of strange doves have decided to make a nest.
That's right.
Kind of up in one of the corners outside.
And Damien's too modest to mention, but he has soldered, using his new soldering iron, two a car piece together. And I was very impressed by that.
Yeah. I made a junction. That's about the best way I can describe it.
And a carpy junction.
Yes.
It's
interesting. Yeah. And you should hear by that sound that we're drinking again.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we decided we need to get back on form.
Oh,
by the way, who are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm Richard, by the way. Hello.
And I'll be Damien.
That's right. Just for the purposes of this programme.
Yes. And we are from Incendiary magazine.
That's right.
This is the Incendiary Shedcast.
Christmas edition now.
It is.
I think we better mention that because the cockroaches are getting excited because it's a Christmas edition. And to start the programme, we're going to play Clarence Carter, Backdoor Santa.
Yeah. And if this doesn't get you in the mood for Christmas, then humbug to you.
Indeed. Yeah.
Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. They call me Backdoor Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at him. Break a day. Look ahead. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, Backdoor Santa. That's what they call me. They call me Backdoor Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me Backdoor.
They call him Backdoor Santa, which sounds quite rude.
It does indeed.
Yeah.
But
ho, ho, ho.
Indeed. Where would he be delivering his presents? Now
he's the jolly giant in more than one way. You know what I mean.
Now then, that record is on a marvellous compilation called Wish You Too, Best Christmas Ever. I think this is this is volume 2. Well, that was on the Tricont label, which is from Munich. And that's www.tricont, as in T-R-I-K-O-N-T. Those pesky Germans can't spell anything properly. .da, as the Germans would say. And there's some rocking stuff on there. There's Booker T and the MGs.
It's just a genius, haven't
it? Honestly, Carla Thomas.
We sat and argued for quite a while about what tracks we wanted to play you, because basically we couldn't quite happily just play
the
all
album.
20 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And had loads of fun. But we have to be kind of unprofessional about these things and not just play what
Sonny
we like.
Sonny Boy Williamson's Christmas Blues. How could we not play that record?
I know, and gee whiz, it's Christmas, isn't it? Gee whiz, it's Christmas.
I quite like the idea of Jimmy Witherspoon's How I Hate to See Xmas Come Around.
I quite like it.
I'm glad he wasn't Witherspoon's.
That's going to be up there with like Nat King Cole's The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot, which is possibly the saddest song ever. But, How I Hate to See Xmas Come Around, that's got Bah Humbug written all over
it. And I'm glad it wasn't Weatherspoons, not Witherspoon.
Yeah, Weatherspoons. It might be cheap booze.
Yeah, it was. Anyway.
Yeah, so, ho, 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 and all that merry stuff. Eat turkey and cranberries and things.
And then get wind.
And then get all unfortunate and get all sad because, you know, that's the current state of the world and all these, like, different... Like, the Yangtze River dolphin is no more.
It is.
And strange birds that are just falling out of the sky and dying. And according to
Kathy Staff's dead.
Hey Young Believer, who we're going to play now, there are no more pandas. Just think about it.
Thank you.
of cockroaches were dancing along nicely to that one.
They did. They did a slow waltz and then performed a brief curvette. I like that record a lot, Damien. I think that's a really nice, fun record. That.
Yeah, they're a band called Hey Young Believer, and they're from some country in the middle of
somewhere.
Some continent. you can find more about them, and you really should, because if for nothing else, they have one of the best album covers I've seen this year. Lots of cute little funky drawings of weird animals.
It looks like someone's been drawn on the side of a train. You know those graffiti artists who are radical and dangerous?
Yeah, basically, well, either that or it looks like some kid's exercise book where it basically just filled it with little animals. But it's quite good. I like them. They're really kind of... They're quite naive and kind of not quite professional about everything, but they've just got a really nice little vibe about them. I quite like them.
Teenage Fleetwood Mac covers band, I'd have thought.
Yes, well, I don't think we can say more than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, heyyoungbeliever.com, all one word, heyyoungbeliever.
Yeah.
So, go over there and worship
them. That's right.
We like them.
And now, talking
of
worship...
you should like them too, and oh no.
Yeah, exactly, I know.
Oh no.
See, Christmas comes but twice a year in the Foster household because...
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, you can't escape the genius of Pump.
Tell me what's on the cover.
The clown.
There's a clown.
There's another clown. You see...
I hate clowns.
Sadly for Damien, the Godspunk compilation from Pump Records up there in sunny Blackpool insists on having a clown on each one of its records, which means Damien can't listen to the...
Clowns can't be trusted.
You can't... But the sad thing is you can't listen to the wondrous contents of each Pump...
Well, I can't.
Really.
You have to pass me the CD.
You're right.
Like, away from.
He has to turn his head away because the clowns are pretty blatant in their sort of exposure on the cover. But the music within. Well, I don't know. I don't really know how to describe the music within.
That's
really.
Not.
No, you're right.
It's not.
No.
But because we do like Pump so much.
No,
I really like Pump. Please don't use clowns anymore, though. It's not fair.
No.
It's like I'm also allergic to almonds, and it's like you're basically just falsing, like, eat marzipan every time you should have a clown with you.
Exactly.
Right, but we're going to play two tracks, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. One of which lasts over 12 seconds.
But it's
which is
worth
called
it.
It's called Seabock Goes to the Shops. And the second one is from the Marvellous Unit, who always populate the Pump compilations with some excellent music. And that one's called One of the Lads, which has quite a disturbing story on it. But, let's hear it then.
When the drum beats go like this! Oh, yeah!
How great was that?
Genius, I think you'll all agree. So much so, we're going to have to play this bit again.
When the drum beats go like this! Oh, yeah!
Oh, you can't. You
Isn't
can't
that just the best 20 seconds best. Of your life?
It's not even 20 seconds. Brilliant. It's 12 seconds. Brilliant. Two for half the price.
It's just genius. The thing is, every time I hear that, I always think it's just a bunch of clowns singing it, which makes it quite terrifying.
It is terrifying.
But it is just genius. God,
I think you need
Pump Records, we love you.
www.pumf.net. Buy everything they've got. I think all their records are only a fiver a go, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah, there's also a band on there called Nipples, and they have a song called The Melodramatic Monkey.
And Heffalump Trapper on there, the legendary Heffalump Trap. Yeah. There's everything you need. Howling the Typewriter, Unit.
They're an astonishing label.
They are indeed.
They really are. We love them so much.
We do. And, you know, with that love, I think we should sort of push that love on to the rest of the show, James.
Well, yes, but unfortunately we're moving into a band called Globes on Remote.
Basically,
I think this may well just send you running out to kick weasels.
Oh,
this is quite bizarre. Basically, this is a bunch of kids who obviously listen to all of the stuff that we hate.
Really?
But they've thrown it together and literally thrown it all together. It's quite bizarre. This is a song called High Kicks, and this is from a band called Globes on Remote. And I'll let you make your own mind up about what you think of this.
This
Yeah, that's Gloves on Remote, and that's basically like it's 8 parts marvellousness and 2 parts really fucking annoying. It's like finding an anchovy underneath you.
Well, I like anchovies. I'll have to say. I know that's sort of going on parallel to, we should be talking about the music, of course, but I do like anchovies. Yeah. But I thought that was, it's that sort of sloppy, messy pop that is very much du jour at present.
Yeah, it's quite sleazy without being kind of raunchy, if you know what I mean. I think if you're a fan of MGMT and all that kind of
slap
happy, let's paint ourselves with city colours and
indeed
hang around and pretend that we're hippies.
Yeah.
Then you probably like that very much. The album, that is one of the more straight up and kind of accessible stuff on there. The rest of the album is very good. It's very kind of chirpy and cheapy, but there's a lot of weird shit going on in the background.
Great!
But no, Gloves on Remote, they are basically...
They're all right.
...somewhere on the internet to be found.
The thing is, you can't read any details
of...
The cover's unreadable.
Stuff, but we got them from Team Claremont, the marvellous distribution company in the US.
Up here.
Kind of turn us onto quite a lot of good stuff. You'll find details of them on there. They're called Gloves on Remote once again, and yeah, they're out there doing weird stuff.
That's right. Now then, talking about weird stuff, I thought we could play the old Cairns record, Damien. It's not that weird. It's a bit country. But
old Cairns?
Old Cairns.
Oh, I thought it had been like two old birds just like standing going, oh, my wings are tied.
No,
as in
wicker, baskets, as in, you know, as in something you can sit down from the WI, you buy from them, you know, some sort of artifacts.
I was in Soho in London last week, and I was in the French House.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Great pub.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't serve pints. We don't do pints.
They do halves.
But they sell champagne by the £7.70 a glass.
That, and they also do Breton cider in there.
Right, and I was sat in there waiting for our dear friend Harry to come in. And some guy walks up to the bar, and I'm sat at the stool. I was lucky enough to get in and get a stool at the bar. So
that's right. It's difficult to get a stool at that bar.
It basically meant I was barged out of the way by anybody. Yep. But I'm sat at the bar, and I'm just having a nice drink and blah, blah, blah. And then this guy pushed me out of the way and went, oh, sus lad, can I get in? I turned around. It was none other than Sean Bean of Sharp fame.
Really?
And I was like, oh, bloody hell. I was like, yeah, all right, fine. And then this old Irish gentleman come in with a flat cap and the most immaculate silver walking cane I've ever seen in my life.
That's the link.
Which had, yes, this is what reminded me of it.
Okay, so
right?
Excellent.
With like a, it was a kind of wolf's head on the top. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. And he drank quadruple brandies with ice.
My God, so that sounds very Julian McLaren Ross, who used to also have a sword stick, and I think also frequented the French House, and I believe Dylan Thomas's wife, Caitlin Thomas, used to drink there with Dan Farson, one of the best pubs in London, but we're not going to say where it is, because what we don't want you to do is go down there and ruin it.
Yes.
So what we're going to do, we're going to let you seethe on that sort of thought from us, and we're going to play Old Cairns from their new album, Feral Harmonic, which is an absolute blast of an album. I would entreat you all to find it. And this is the introduction, which is marvellous. Marvellous, marvellous record. We'll be right back. Oh, now how good is that, eh?
We even got sleigh bells.
They even got sleigh...
See, it's a Christmas
issue. I know, it's shockingly
good. No, that is so good. I mean, you can tell there's a lot of beards got into the...
There's a lot of beards.
...making of that.
Oh, yeah.
Some grey beards as well. But that, to me, is like the inside of a mathematician's head when he's just figured out how to make, like... a wormhole or something. You know, like they've just solved the mathematical equation. It's so complex and yet just so beautiful.
Oh, it's a brilliant record. I think the good thing about it, they have an absolute... You can hear when you listen to the entire album, they have an absolute blast making it. There's nothing particularly... I like the fact they called it Feral Harmonic. I mean, the two words actually give the lie to exactly how the album sounds. I would really recommend you go and hunt that down.
Yeah, it's one of those wonderful things where I just have absolutely no idea how they put it together.
Yeah, no.
And I'm sure it's very simple, but it sounds so incredibly good.
It's marvellous,
Just brilliant.
So that's on Saddle Creek Records, which is saddle-creek.com.
It's not the dash, it's a hyphen.
It's a hyphen. Oh, well, you know what I mean. Them things between, you know, words and that.
Anyway, but it's because of internet speak. You say dash, people probably think you mean slash. But not slash, you mean forward slash. And even backslash, I don't know.
I think that's what Clarence Carter was doing earlier, isn't
he? Yes, he's a backdoor Santa.
He's a backslash Santa. Right, anyway.
I just think we have to move now on to a dear friend of Incendiary's, a guy called Andrew Goldman, who has hair. Can you remember Kid and Play?
Oh, I.
The two black rap guys.
How could I forget?
Like, quite childish.
They were childish.
I can remember the big hair of, was it Kid or Play, whatever. One of them had really big, tall hair.
Basically, I think he was banned by the UN for the amount of
he couldn't walk through doors without kind of looking like he'd gone through.
Well, basically, gone
been running
roof.
Quite quickly because it was all reversed back. Well, anyway, Andrew Goldman has hair rather similar to Kid from Kid or Play, which
but without the CFC abuse.
Without all the aerosol because it's like this weird kind of. But he's a fantastic musician. His debut album.
I don't want to ring. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Hiya, honey.
Is the tea ready?
We're on the radio.
Yeah, well, anyway, he's gone off out of the shed to take some important business. But Fulton Lights, it's Andrew Gummer used to play with a few bands a while ago, as I understand. For the past few years, he's been recording as Fulton Lights. The debut album was fantastic. The second album was very good as well. This is the way we ride. He once came to Amsterdam last year and suffered through one of the worst gigs I've ever been to in my life because it was just so unfortunate and quite depressing for him because he played in this kind of student place in Amsterdam where the bar was open and he was playing to a room full of students eating their own their teas for the evening. And sitting chatting. Whilst he was playing, two guys were playing chess in front of him. Mm-hmm. One guy walked into the bar as Andrew was on the stage, which basically meant he was stood on a beanbag in the corner. Mm-hmm. And there was two guys playing chess. One guy walked in, he went, "Hello, it's me! I'm Jonathan!" And then sat down and nobody took any notice of him at all. This is whilst he's singing. And then, but the chess thing was fine because someone won and stood up and went woo like that, which was quite off-putting.
Yeah.
But the worst thing is, two people were playing Jenga he was singing. And of course, Andrew's given it his full, and he's really like trying to emote and to give everything across.
Some buggers
and then
Jenga.
All you hear is, and then they start rebuilding it again. And I think that was the point that even Andrew just went, I can't handle this anymore. And he looked up at me and went, "Damien, do you want to hear anything?" And I just went, "No, not now." And it was like, okay. So we sat. He got free food and blah, blah, blah. But he did a very good thing. He went, he basically went around travel the world for a year and took his guitar and a few pedals and stuff with him. And then everywhere he went, he played like in people's houses and
fantastic.
And just got gigs and stuff as he went. And I guarantee basically everyone who he's played to, apart from in the cafe
the Jenga
in Amsterdam,
fellas,
will have just fallen in love with him because he's a fantastic musician. He's really good, and this is from his latest LP called Healing Waters, and this is a song called Things Done Changed.
Can't.
Man, I tell you.
And lights there with excellent. Things Done Changed.
Oh, you're playing it again, are you?
Well, oh. Yes, that's Fulton Lights there with Things Done Changed.
Indeed.
And, yeah,
fabulous stuff.
Yeah, really fabulous. Good, really good yeah, he's just a great bloke as well. Yeah. Which basically meant, yeah, Fulton Lights, F-U-L-T-O-N, space, L-I-G-H-T-S. He's all over the internet. He's on almost every social network thing going. But FultonLights.com, go and find him, and, yeah, tell him Incendiary sent you, because, yeah,
then,
we think
then he'll sue us.
Yeah. He'd better not, the bastard. But honestly, everything he's done is really good, is really clever. And that EP, which is actually available for free, which is another reason for you to go and get it. It's got a very, very good cover version of David Byrne's Glass, Concrete and Stone, which is not the first David Byrne song most people would think is covering.
No, not at all.
But it's very good. True. Very, very good indeed. So, yeah, Fulton Lights, there you go.
And from the light to the darkness.
Yes, as we move to the end of the calendar year, and here in the Northern Hemisphere, the nights are drawing in. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's probably nice and sunny and you can go off to the beach.
That's right.
Basically, and forget about everything
but
we're about to say.
If you want to hang out here,
and if it's pissing it down with rain, as, uh-huh, let's face it, it normally
it is.
And if it's damn well cold,
and if you want to be a hippie and pretend you're in Asgard, and you're expecting Fenris the Wolf to
yeah,
up and,
it, and
the
if you have, if you and your friends have a kind of aversion to going and buying a bottle of Old English cider and then hanging around
or Baileys,
sitting on gravestones.
It was
for
always
a few
Bailey.
Hours.
It was always Baileys in our day. It was always a case of let's sit around and mope around to the Bunnymen of the Cure and drink Baileys surreptitiously next to the War Memorial. So I think, you know, yeah, with that in mind.
Well, if you're inclined for that kind of thing, this is the Steels. Yeah. This is a song called Golden, and it goes on for about a month and a half. So this is going to be end of part one.
This is the hors d'oeuvre finished. But if you can imagine the Christmas dinner that Incendiary, the virtual Christmas dinner that Incendiary's serving up, this is when you've had your sausages and your bits and bobs and your crisps and this, that.
And your, yeah, and your prawn cocktail.
Prawn cocktail, I forgot about that. Mm. And then your turkey's going to be turning up in a minute. Sausage, you came up with something much more sophisticated then. You had prawn cocktail and I had sausages and crisps.
Sausages and crisps. Sausage, crisps. Prawn cocktail.
Prawn cocktail, yeah, a bit worrying, but there you go. Anyway, this is...
But it was only prawn cocktail bought at Iceland.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. That's not a problem then.
Anyway, so yeah, now you can go and put the turkey in the oven.
That's right.
Because, let's face it, by the time this song's finished,
it'll be cooked
just about nicely. So make sure it's well stuffed. Yeah. Yeah, the Steels, Golden. See you in about a week and a half. Thank you. Okay, for those of you who are still awake.
Are you still awake?
Yeah, this is unfortunately the end of part one. But like we say, this is just part one, which means there's part two to come, and it's going to be somewhere other than here.
Yes, part two.
But probably next to the place that you found this.
I hope.
If you go back to the place where you found this...
And then look for part two.
Yeah, it'll probably be there or thereabouts.
Exciting.
Otherwise, go to www.inmusic.nl if you can't spell www.insendymag.com.
No. That's right.
And, yeah.
We'll do what you got to do.
See you on the other side.
Will do.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
When the drum beats go like this.
Oh, yeah. Oh,